I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. An emergency meeting taking place tomorrow for the Sioux City Community School Board to decide whether to enact a mask mandate. The meeting will be streamed online at 3 p.m. The Sioux City Education Association that represents teachers in the district sent an email to board members. It says in part, the state union is not taking a group stance. The local union president, Lisa Banks, who sent the email, tells Siouxland Public Media she is glad the school board has local control, but since the meeting was called quickly, the local union has not had time to meet with members. She has heard from some who want masks and others who do not. However, vaccinated teachers are wearing masks as protection for those with a weak immune system. The Des Moines Public School District took quick action last night by reinstating masks starting tomorrow. So did the Iowa City and Cedar Rapids Community School Districts. The Sioux City Council repealed a resolution that defined marriage as being only between a man and a woman. The Inclusive Sioux City Advisory Committee had asked the council to repeal the anti-LGBTQ plus measure. Semhar Gabrikidin is Sioux City's community inclusion liaison. She was happy the resolution passed with no opposition.
Well, it's a council that, you know, is moving forward for the betterment of all citizens, including marginalized populations.
The vote was 4-0 yesterday, with Mayor Bob Scott abstaining. After the meeting, Siouxland Public Media reached out to Mayor Scott to ask him why he didn't vote. He says, quote, "When the council approved, it was a political statement, and rescinding is a political statement, and I don't do political statements. Neither action should have been necessary." For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast at 4:04, right before All Things Considered.